You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The man accused of a triple homicide in New Lisbon faces more charges. Joanne Krulatz has the story.
47-year-old Virgil Thu made his initial appearance in Juneau County Court Thursday. Thu, already charged with three counts of first-degree intentional homicide, now faces charges of hiding a corpse, possession of a firearm as a convicted felon, taking and driving a vehicle without consent, and a misdemeanor charge of obstructing an officer. He's accused of killing 33-year-old Elizabeth Kolba and two girls ages 12 and 13 at their New Lisbon home late last year.
A cold weather advisory began early this morning and continues until noon today for a large portion of the state. Very cold wind chills as low as 20 to 35 below zero are expected. The coldest reading will occur in north central and central Wisconsin. These dangerously cold wind chills could cause frostbite on exposed skin in as little as 20 to 30 minutes. If possible, limit your time outdoors. Average gas prices dropped 1.9 cents over the last week for an average of $2.90 per gallon today. This is 4.5 cents lower than a month ago and over 11 cents lower than this time last year. The national average is up 2.2 cents for an average of $3.11 today. This increase is mainly due to refinery maintenance and outages on the West Coast. Officials at Gas Buddy say the West Coast has seen rapid increases, which could slow in coming days. However, refinery maintenance will soon begin in other regions. Also, the transition to summer gasoline is underway, and prices will likely start rising in the weeks ahead. A potential peace deal between Russia and Ukraine could have significant implications for oil markets in the months ahead. Prices in central Wisconsin today range from $2.66 to $2.89 per gallon. The spring primary election is tomorrow. Polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Statewide, there's a primary for State Superintendent of Public Instruction, with incumbent Jill Underley running against Jeff Wright and Brittany Kinzer. Locally, people in Port Edwards will be voting to narrow the field for village president. Incumbent Betsy Mansell is running, as well as Matthew Fletcher and Eric Saylor. In the town of Rome, residents will vote to narrow the field for both Rome Town Board Chairperson and Rome Town Board Supervisor. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 state attorneys general to support a lawsuit aiming to block the implementation of President Trump's executive order banning transgender people from serving in the military. The brief argues that the executive order is unconstitutional, harms national security, and discriminates against transgender people honorably serving in our nation's military, including the National Guard, in every state. The amicus brief, or friend of the court, argues that President Trump's executive order violates the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution. Transgender people have served in the military for years. A 2014 study found that approximately 150,000 veterans, active duty service members, and members of the National Guard or Reserves identified as transgender. The executive order would require the military to discharge transgender members and turn away potential recruits solely because they identify as transgender. More snowmobile trails opened in Wood and Portage counties yesterday. Rudolph River Rover and Kellner Knight snowmobile trails on the eastern side of the county opened at 8 a.m. on Sunday. All other trails remain closed for now. The NEPCO Lake County Park multi-use trail is ready for cross-country skiing. The Richfield 360 County Forest multi-use trails are open but have not been groomed. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Badgers get national attention. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers making national headlines after their upset win at Purdue 94-84. Are they poised for a higher seed in the tournament when the selection committee meets next month? Head coach Greg Gard.
We got a lot of basketball left to play before that day comes, so that's great. That means we got the attention of people, right? We're obviously playing good basketball. We're a really good team, and I think we're getting better. And that's the exciting part, that they know there's a lot more left to come. And, you know, that starts with, you know, our next game.
And the Badgers women's team with a win at Penn State yesterday, 75-68. They'll host Northwestern on Sunday afternoon. Baseball spring training underway. The Brewers' Christian Yelich asked how's he doing after that season-ending back surgery last summer.
Yeah, I feel fine. I don't see any reason why I wouldn't be ready for opening day.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Ariana Grande says her pop persona is just a character. The singer's debut album came out in 2013 when she was just 19 years old and won her two Grammy Awards. Grande told The Hollywood Reporter that after a while you get sick of being that character, even though there are other pieces of you in the character that end up in songs you write. She says the reason she liked playing Glinda in Wicked, for which she drew an Oscar nod, was because she got to be a different character than her pop character. Whew, gotta love actors. Here's one of Pete's picks, or non-picks. I cannot say I enjoyed The Substance. The film is nominated for Best Picture, and Demi Moore drew a Best Actress nomination for her portrayal as an aging fitness guru who takes a mysterious substance that reveals a younger version of herself. She and her younger version, played by Margaret Qualley, end up having a little war for the rights to the character's body. It's an interesting premise, and Moore and Qualley are really good, but the film gets completely crazy and absolutely disgusting. Enjoy. Welcome to the era of the mini-reality show. Reese Witherspoon, producer behind the new Legally Blonde prequel, Elle, filmed herself calling the actress who won the role of young Elle Woods. This series will be set during Woods' high school years, way before she became a lawyer. Witherspoon posted the vid to her TikTok, which also included recording the actress giving her mother the news. Here's hoping the actual series that will drop on Prime eventually will be just as entertaining. Oh yeah, the actress playing Elle will be newcomer Lexi Mindtree. Immensely popular stand-up comedian Nate Bargatze has not one, but two films in the works. Nate will star in the holiday film Christmas in Paradise after he completes playing the lead in The Breadwinner, a comedy he will also produce. Christmas in Paradise has Bargatze playing a small-town doctor who ends up getting a bounty on his head a week before Christmas. The project is still in the development stages and will be directed by TAG director Jeff Tomczyk. It will be interesting to see if Bargatze's films are as funny as his act. In Sometimes True Love Isn't Enough news, it appears Kanye West and his soulmate Bianca Censori are headed for divorce. The couple has been married a little over 2 years, which isn't too shabby by Hollywood standards. Yahoo Entertainment says things went from bad to worse after the Grammys stunt, where West instructed the love of his life to drop her coat and, quote, make a scene. Censori will receive a one-time payment of $5 million as a settlement. That's some serious scratch and should be enough to get her some new threads. Game of Thrones fans, there is another spinoff from the wildly popular HBO show headed your way. This is the third spinoff from GOT and will focus on the House of Targaryen. Another GOT spinoff, A Knight of the Seven Kingdoms, will hit the little screen later this year. According to Deadline, the franchise is more likely than not going to roll out several other spinoffs in the coming years. And why wouldn't they? We'll keep watching. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbens. Mostly sunny, but quite cold today. A high of only 2 above, wind chill values between 20 below and 30 below. Tonight, mostly clear and frigid. A low of 16 below, wind chill values between 20 below and 30 below again. Stay warm, stay safe. Current temperature, 7 below.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.